This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is, as regular listeners to this program know, made up of just 30 companies, which means, given the Dow's profile, that which companies are in that 30 and which aren't can have an outsized impact. And that gets us to this. S&P Dow Jones indices, the people in charge of who's in and who's out, have announced some changes. Pfizer, Raytheon, and ExxonMobil are out. Honeywell, Amgen, and Salesforce are in. And it has escaped exactly nobody's notice that in Salesforce, the keepers of the Dow have added a giant technology company to their number. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains.
Late last month, the Dow had a problem on its hands. Its most valuable company, Apple, announced plans for a stock split. That meant more Apple shares and cheaper prices.
This is not an ideal situation that we were looking at.
Howard Silverblatt is senior index analyst for S&P Dow Jones Indices. Not ideal, he says, because a cheaper Apple share price would lower the tech sector's overall slice of the Dow. That, he says, just wouldn't have reflected how important tech is in the American economy.
The intent here is to emulate the market.
Silverblatt says Salesforce will help boost tech's profile in the Dow, though tech companies make up a larger portion of the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Evan Rawley at the University of Minnesota says the Dow's decision will help the index stay relevant.
If their index is perceived as being a valid reflection of the U.S. economy, then it will get more press and more attention, and it will help the brand name of the Dow Jones Company.
Tech companies have been grabbing a bigger share of the U.S. economy for the past two decades, says Nathan Tuft at Manulife Asset Management. He says tech will likely become even more important to the overall market with the growth of cloud computing and 5G technology.
There's a lot of trends that are really favorable for tech stocks that have been in play and will likely continue to be in play for the foreseeable future.
And he says COVID-19 has made tech an even bigger part of people's lives. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.